this time, push them on a mine now. We don't want to push them.
Welcome to a new episode of Set Lustig Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I'm your host, Jesse Jackson, and we have a special correspondent from the up north. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Introduce yourself
to be here.
Thank you. Introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Well, it's Catherine McGowan, Scout Reporter, or at Face Reward on Twitter.
You know, we've got a lot of people excited about Broadway, but
yes.
Bruce did a little warm-up up in mm-hmm. North there, didn't he, Catherine?
Yes, yeah. He just appeared on Saturday at the ACC for the Invictus Games closing ceremony. So that's Prince Harry's kind of special project for wounded veterans around the world. So it was in Toronto for the last week.
And I have to tell you, nothing made me happier than seeing pictures of Prince Harry talking to Bruce. And I guess go ahead.
Oh, and bowing down to him.
Yeah, and they
bow down to him.
Yeah, and I guess they had a few discussions. There was, I read somewhere, it's like Bruce was asking about his girlfriend, who's the actress from Suits, and Prince Harry's like, "Well, tell Patty, send my love," and I'm just like, "How cool is that? That is so
very
cool."
Yeah.
Now, did you just have tickets for the closing ceremony, or did you do a few other things as well? For the games.
No, I just had two tickets for the closing ceremony. Yeah, but I didn't, apparently they were all the tickets for all the games and events were all sold out. So that was a real nice treat to hear that, you know, so many people had come out and watched all the events and cheered the athletes on.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah, that is. It's really wonderful. So, So talk about the closing ceremonies. Let's not just go straight to Bruce. We'll kind of discuss, you know, kind of what else happened on the closing ceremonies.
Okay, so it was really interesting. Like I doubt I would ever go to a big opening or closing ceremonies for like the Olympics or anything. So it was kind of neat to go. So I did go for like the closing. And they had like a parade of nations. So there was, I think it was 550 competitors from 17 nations who were competing all this week in Toronto doing 12 sports. And they kind of led them in. And as they were coming in, they got a medal from our Prime Minister's wife and some other people. So you could see them parade in. And then we had a newscaster. She kind of introduced everybody and things like that. And then, what happened next? And then they had the prime minister's wife. She came and she spoke and about the competitors and what she had witnessed that week. And then she introduced Kelly Clarkson, and Kelly Clarkson did two songs. And then after that, it was, we had O Canada and things like that. And, you know, then they passed the torch because it was leaving Toronto, and then they announced that it was the Invictus Games next year would be in Australia. So they had a representative from Australia come, and then they had the CEO, I guess, of the Invictus Games talk about, you know, the Invictus Games and things like that. And then he introduced Bruce, and so Bruce came out then, which I was kind of shocked. I thought he might be near the end, but he was more right in the middle of the show.
Now, I have not read, do you know why Bruce is, is there a connection with Bruce? Or, so, go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't really say, but I just had finished Born to Run, the book, and in it, he talks about his son, Sam, and how Sam, I guess, is, besides being a firefighter, is also involved in veterans and bringing veterans to shows and things like that. And so I wonder if something happened through them, because Toronto is very close, right? It's only an hour and a half flight. And so I don't know if that's how he came. And one thing Prince Harry did say in his little speech was, I guess last year it was in Orlando, the Invictus Games, and he said, you asked for Bruce last year, and so we got him. So I don't know if it's a combination of both, but it was a great fit, you know, for the Invictus Games.
Yeah, I think that is a great thing. So you got tickets specifically once you heard Bruce was playing, right?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay. I don't remember, is Toronto home, or did you have to travel?
I just live in a little town outside of Toronto, about a half an hour away.
Okay, so that's good. So did you have any expectations on how long he was going to play?
No, and it was really weird because the whole day, that Saturday, I was kind of like, thinking like, well, what's he going to do? Because really, when you hear that Bruce is going to tour, you know that you've heard the album that he's going to tour. You know the songs, right? So this was really, you had no idea. Was it just, they kept it really close to their chest. They didn't really publicize. They just said Bruce Springsteen. You didn't know, would anybody from the E Street Band come? Would it just be him? You know, there was no idea until he came out what was going to happen. Because Kelly Clarkson had a band, Bryan Adams had their band, Bachman Turner had their band, but Bruce was just him.
Which is kind of cool. I picture Bruce coming out in his, I assume he was in his normal shirt and vest and
no vest, good, just a shirt and pants and jeans. Yeah, mm-hmm. no vest.
And came out, and so obviously we've seen the set list, but you know, I want to hear it live from my reporter, my woman on the scene. What did he start with?
So he starts out with Working on the Highway, which it was great. And so he came out, and you could tell that there was a lot of people there for Bruce, because the stands everybody stood up, and they all started to Bruce, and people, I think, on Twitter then started to say, why are they booing him? And, you know, people then said, no, they're not booing him, they're Bruce-ing him. So, you know, and you can even hear it a little bit on the TV recording.
Yeah.
And also, he came out with Working on a Highway, which I don't know. I mean, it was great. He did it great. It was just him and the guitar. But I thought it was kind of an odd choice.
Okay.
To be honest.
Sure.
I was like, oh, you know, this, okay, whatever.
Right.
And he played it, and it was good. And then the only other person from that anybody who was a Springsteen fan would recognize was Kevin Buell, the guitar tech.
Right.
You could see him come out with the guitars. And then, so he played that, and then he played Promised Land. And so Promised Land was a great fit. And so this is my own totally personal feeling about the Promised Land, but, and I watched it on, like I recorded it while I was there, and I think that when he's singing the song, he stops at parts where he normally wouldn't have stopped. And you can just see him look like straight into the audience. And I think to me, he had a total reaction to that. He was here. You know, he was with, you know, all these veterans, and they had really highlighted what some of these warriors and had done. Like, you know, there was a guy, he'd lost two legs and an arm, and he was, you know, he made a great golf shot and things like that. And, you know, before Bruce came out too, they had given like an award to the team from Afghanistan, and that, you know, and signifying like, you know, how important it was for that team to be there this year and things like that. And so he stopped at certain lines where he wouldn't have normally stopped and took a long time to start the next line. So I thought that was really interesting. It looked like he was caught up in the moment, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so he played that. And then he played Dancing in the Dark, and then he was back to his normal self. So it would be interesting to see if anybody else, if they watched it, if they feel the same kind of thing for Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left, and then there was some more, you know, the premier of our province, Kathleen Wynne, came out, and then Bryan Adams came out. And so Bryan Adams is, you know, for Canadians, a very similar to Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
He's around the same time, you know, the 80s. He was kind of our Bruce Springsteen, right? And
yeah.
So every Canadian, like when he came out and he plays, some of the, like he played Summer of 16. He played a new song first.
Okay.
It was called The Ultimate Love. I guess it's off his new album that's coming out. And then he did Summer of 69. And basically he stops it in all these parts, and the whole arena just sings along with it. Because, you know, that's a classic Canadian song. Like everybody knows it. Everybody sings it. So that was kind of neat. And then Bryan Adams says, and he's backed by his band, and he said, you know, well, let's bring out Bruce again, and they do Cuts Like a Knife, which
Ooh,
is
nice.
Another classic.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things I read while doing a little research for our talk, Bruce had actually done Cuts Like a Knife before for the Rainforest Benefit Concert in 2010, in May 2010, and I guess it's a benefit that Sting puts on for supporting the rainforests worldwide and the rights of Indigenous peoples. So he had sang it there, which I had never known about, but you can YouTube it.
Okay.
And you can see it. And they don't really, I can't find out why, you know, he played Bryan Adams, but it was an 80s nostalgia night. So everybody who was there, like, there was Sting and Elton John and Lady Gaga and Debbie Harry, they all came out and sang an 80s song for this.
Okay.
So he came out and they did that, and it was really good. They did a really great job.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, and then after they did Cuts Like a Knife, then Bryan Adams said, well, you know, Bruce has done one of my songs. We're going to do one of his. And then they cut into Badlands.
Nice. So,
yeah. And you can, if you watch the performance, you can, they get to that part and then the whole audience just saying, whoa, you know, so it was really good.
Oh, that does sound nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. And I do think it was kind of fun that they both did, you know, they did one together, right? They did a couple of songs together. Kind of, that's really nice. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, what else, who else played?
Well, and then, so after they were done, then Prince Harry comes out and then he bows, you know, he's like bowing to them. And then he talks for a bit about, you know, the spirit of Invictus and, you know, kind of gives the athletes and the audience a challenge, you know, to make a plan and, you know, to kind of get people to change their life by a big step or a small step to change their life for the better and make a more positive world. And then another Canadian band, Bachman Turner, they used to be Bachman Turner Overdrive, they came out and they played Taking Care of Business, Let It Ride, Rolling Down the Highway, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. That's their
song. I graduated high school in 1977. BTO was a major. I had the best of Bachman Turner Overdrive. I would have been.
You would have loved it then.
I would have loved it and would have been screaming my head off just so. That's nice. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
So they kind of closed it out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, and that was it.
That sounds like a great night.
Yeah, it was. It was really nice. It was neat, you know, to go and see Bruce in a kind of a way that you might not see him. Like, it wasn't a concert or anything.
Yeah.
So it was neat.
Well, very cool. And I'm so glad you got to go, and I'm so glad you called and shared me about it. You know, I'm now going to have to go look at that video and kind of see if I see the pause the way you did.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if you did, because I don't know, like, you're so used to that song and where it breaks and all, and like it just broke on some of the words that, you know, you just really felt like he stopped because he had realized what he had said to the people who he said it to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I think, for me, I think he was thinking, oh, this is a profound moment, you know?
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I do think he is aware that his, you know, we talked about this before on the show, during the river tour, that the band is very aware that the road in front of them is shorter than the road behind them. And there is only so many times they're going to be able to perform together. And I do think I'm sure he did feel a moment of, you know, let's take and enjoy this special moment. That's awesome. I am so glad you shared. Well, very cool.
Thank you.
So it sounds like it was a great night and something special to remember.
Yeah. something interesting, a little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
So nice to see him. Nice to see him in Toronto.
Yes, it is. We still want him to go to Winnipeg, you know, when he tours.
For sure. Oh, my God. That yes. city would shut down.
I know. I want that so much. And even though I don't work for the company that has an office in Winnipeg anymore, because I really wanted it to happen when I was like, okay, I got to go to Winnipeg and visit the center.
I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me and sharing the story. This is absolutely beautiful. I'm glad you had a blast. Go ahead and give us your Twitter handle again.
Oh, it's at Faith Reward.
Absolutely. Lovely Twitter. I am at Jesse Jackson DFW. The show is at Set Lusting Bruce. And if you want to be our reporter and share stories like this, send me an email at setlustingbruce@gmail.com. Please remember to go to iTunes to rate and review us. It really does make a difference. I hope you have a great school started up there now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whole month in.
Okay. And I hope it's going well.
It is.
Oh, good.
Really, really well.
And I hope you get to travel sometime this fall, maybe for something special, but we won't talk about it.
Thank you. Don't blow my cover.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you soon.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.